Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Atlantia's conference call on the acquisition of Yunex Traffic. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Carlo Bertazzo, CEO of Atlantia. Mr. Bertazzo, you have the floor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for participation in our conference call. I'm here today with Massimo Sonego, Chief Strategy and Corporate Development Officer, and Ugo Guidi, Chief Innovation Officer, Tiziano Ceccarani, our CFO, and Claudia Introvigne, IR Director. We are really pleased to announce that following international competitive process, we have just signed a few minutes ago an agreement to buy Yunex Traffic from Siemens Group. Yunex Traffic is a global leader in the intelligent transportation systems business, so-called IT, that we indicate as a strategic for announce in June 2021, the new strategic guidelines for the group following the disposal of Autostrade per l'Italia. IT's business enjoy interesting secular growth, megatrends, higher than 10% per year, and offer a clear and tangible synergies with our assets, as we will show you during the presentation in a few minutes. In the slide number two, you can see that the total consideration for acquisition will be 950 million euro in enterprise value basis. Next one, please. In this chart, we try to summarize in a nutshell our main activity during the last year, 2021. We have worked, as you already well know, to close the sales of Autostrade per l'Italia, and we confirm our expectation to conclude the process within the end of March 2022. Looking at our core assets, such as motorways, airports, and service for mobility, we went through a strategic review and reorganization, and we are pleased to inform you that in March, we will hold a virtual investor day to update the market with full year 2021 results and also strategic perspectives. We are working on the development of our strategy, looking for the new investment opportunity to reinvest the proceeds from the sales of Autostrade per l'Italia, and at the same time, on the simplification of our portfolio, focusing on sustainability and innovation, the two drivers that we described last March in the investor day. In line with our strategy to invest in new synergic fields, we announced today the acquisition of Yunex Traffic, which follows a minority investment in Volocopter in the urban air mobility business and emerging market with potential opportunities also in the infrastructure space like Vertiporti. Last but not least, we confirm the already disclosed remuneration for shareholders made up by our dividend policy and already approved by AGM buyback program up to 2 billion euros. Let us look at our long-term vision about infrastructure and with the help of Massimo. And please, Massimo, go on.
Thank you, Carlo. It's a great pleasure to me to share with you the strong rationale we see to move into this new infrastructure industry. We all know that significant megatrends are impacting the way people and goods move, no doubt. Urbanization, technology, climate change, economic and social changes are gradually changing customers' habits and companies' needs. And most of these trends have been actually accelerated by COVID pandemic. Such changes are having an impact on the demand side as well as on the supply side. On one hand, customers are getting more individualized. They are looking for tailored solutions to move in a wider, more congested and complex environment in order to satisfy specific needs in terms of destination, time and speed of traveling, price, comfort, etc. On the other hand, as a consequence, the supply of transportation service is getting more and more fragmented, with an higher specialization on the mobility service value chain and new emerging transport means. However, fragmentation requires integration, such as digital platforms to interconnect the fragmented mobility ecosystems. Multimodal hubs, for instance, logistic terminals, parking, railway station, etc., will provide physical integration of the different mobility solutions to support a seamless customer experience. Finally, on-demand services will support a more efficient use of the transport capacity. At the same time, we see also a strong push to achieve a global sustainable target, along with an increasing convergence of choices and actions at social, economic, and environmental level. The demand trend will see the development and the use of more green solutions, such as electric cars, sharing mobility, and other low-emission or more efficient transportation systems like rail or shipping, also under the strong support of policymakers. On the other hand, from a supply-side viewpoint, new business models are emerging, focusing on technology-driven value-added services, as my platforms and multimodal hubs. We can make some examples, for instance, traffic data crowdsourcing, P2P shared vehicles, carpooling, automated freight, machine platform, drones, etc., etc. Some of these technologies are still having a limited impact on our everyday life, yes, but they are getting ground. And many more disruptive innovation or business models are predicted to come a reality in a not too far future. From a life cycle perspective, transport is obviously showing different stages of evolution in terms of technological maturity and market size. And therefore, they are offering a different potential for growth. Some market segments are very mature and sizable, like our main core business, I mean toll roads and toll collection and airports. Some others are in their growth phase, value from emerging business models and technologies in the near future. While these markets include many essential infrastructure, actually, I refer to mobility hubs like parking, railway station, freight terminals. Well, all of those can benefit from the application of new technological solutions like ITS and electrification. Finally, some infrastructure and services stage, such as e-mobility and shared mobility, or they have yet to come to the market or in operation, such as urban air mobility, I don't know, Hyperloop in the future. Well, we at Atlantia imagine a different investment approach and priority in selecting future opportunities. First of all, we want to continue to invest mainly in our core assets, again, toll roads and airports, and enable new growth in these mature markets via the application of new technological solutions consistently with the new mobility scenarios we are describing. At the same time, we believe it is also important to enlarge and diversify our portfolio of assets in order to foster resilience and deliver additional growth in the future. And from this point of view, investing in the development of new technological solutions like ITS will help us in upgrading also our current assets via cross-fertilization of skills and know-how across the group. And finally, we plan to chase emerging market trends and be ready to scale in the future those opportunities once appropriate. Of course, these will absorb the limited amount of our fuel power to cope with the associated investment risk. For instance, we invested just a few million euros in Volocopter, a company pioneering urban air mobility. This in view, however, also to develop in the future the vertiport business, leveraging our know-how in the airport business. The fragmentation of the offering of transport services and the affirmation of new business models driven by described technological evolution will certainly increase the level of complexity we know, but it will also require a seamless integration to efficiently manage key transport nodes, connecting them through a sustainable and multimodal network, leveraging technological innovation to provide distinctive added value services to users. We can imagine the ecosystem to develop according to three mobility layers. Starting from the bottom, we have transport nodes and multimodal hubs. Then we have links and connections among nodes and hubs. And finally, enabling technologies and platforms that operate across nodes and links in the transport network, enabling efficient and customer-centered use of the network. Our ambition is to position Atlantia to benefit from this new scenario and to act as an integrated and pivotal player of the mobility ecosystem. Thus, we strongly believe that investing in enabled technology is fundamental. Digitalization represents a key enabler of mobility transformation in the years to come, and this is why tech capabilities are much sought after in the market. Complementing group technology capability is then a critical element to succeed in the changing mobility ecosystem, and ITS will ensure synergy upside potential with both and the future assets. While in this context, we strongly believe Euronext traffic represents the perfect fit to Atlantia's strategy toward an increasing smart, safe, sustainable, seamless mobility.
Thank you very much, Massimo. And we can go move to page 12. You have, here, a business net shop of Unix. Unix is a global leader, we said before, in IDS. This means that the company is not only present in 40 different countries and 600 cities with more of 5,000 customers, but is also the first market player in many markets, as Germany, UK, Austria, Switzerland, US, and Singapore. Its history is long as successful, considering that in 1924, the company installed the first traffic light in Germany. It is an innovation pioneer in the industry and has a strong focus in R&D. With more than 3,000 employees, 400 are focused on R&D. And in this page, you can see the name of some key clients with whom the company has long-lasting relationship and contracts. From a financial point of view, in this slide, you can see that the company in 2021 reached more of 600 million of revenues and 54 million EBITDA, with a CAGR 19-21 of 4% for revenues and 17% for EBITDA, providing that this is a resilient business that can complement our portfolio of assets. The EBITDA margin is approximately 9%, net of 30 million of R&D expenses, fully expensed in the P&L. This is a business with the need of low capex and offering high cash conversion, more or less 85% in 2021. The current main countries in terms of revenues breakdown are represented by Germany, UK, and the US. Countries with strong institution and credibility. Then, in the slide 14, I'd like to share with you the key investment pillars that drove our decision to acquire this company. First, Atlantia, as Massimo has just explained, has a long-term vision. The mobility market will be driven by secular trends as urbanization and digitalization. We want to be there. Second, Yunex is a global leader in advanced infrastructure as a traffic and traffic solution for roads and cities. We are a global leader in transport infrastructure. Third, we have the same ESG attitude. Yunex can contribute to reduce climate impact and to increase the safety for all travelers. Fourth, the company, thanks to its solid track record, strong financial profile, and experienced team, perfectly fits with our vision and organization. I leave the floor to Ugo to describe more in detail the company business.
Thank you, Carlo. So we've already stated that Yunex is a leader in the ITS business, and we've seen in the previous charts some landmark customers and geographies. This chart is now showing the positioning of Yunex in the competitive landscape, mapped on three dimensions. On the left, we see the coverage of the value chain and your geographic coverage, whilst on the right part of the chart, we see the size in terms of revenue percentage. Yunex is one of the few system providers in the field of intelligent transport systems that has both a complete coverage of the solution value chain and of the relevant geographies. Besides that, in a market that is highly fragmented, Yunex is a market leader in terms of revenues. The company is structured around four business units, each covering a portion of the market and a portion of the value chain, with the aim to provide end-to-end capabilities from solution design to implementation, delivery, and servicing. On the next chart, we see some additional detail of the flagship projects for which you've seen the name of the customers in the recap chart a few minutes ago. And once again, Yunex has delivered large project, has been delivering large projects across four continents as part of its success records. And these are all projects critical to municipalities. And Yunex has been selected for the excellence of the solution presented. I just want to focus on a couple of projects here for a moment. In the UK, the projects presented on this chart, which are not all projects of Yunex in the UK, are London and Manchester. And Yunex is the recognized leader for low emission zone systems in the UK, being engaged in 7 out of 8 low emission zone projects in the country. In Austria, Yunex has delivered the nationwide solution for vehicle to infrastructure on Austrian motorways. And vehicle to infrastructure solutions are the basis for smart roads and will be a key element for autonomous vehicles in the future to enable infrastructure support autonomous vehicles. And besides the size and the relevance of the customers, some of these projects implement, so to say, next generation solution for ITS, as they extensively deploy data-driven scenarios and use artificial intelligence. So here we see some pillars of the growth strategy of Yunex, which to us is clear and is based upon, let's say, very few elements. First is software and digitalization. Data collection, data processing will play a greater and greater role in the future of infrastructures and in the future of ITS. And this is a clear stream of action and priority for Yunex R&D and for all the business units. The second pillar is the geographical focus. So Yunex has a clear leadership in countries that we've seen in Europe and in Singapore, and aims at maintaining this leadership, but at the same time aims to grow in selected markets in which ITS is expected to generate major investments in the future, one above all the United States. The third pillar is operational excellence, where Yunex has so far performed as a best in class. And this is no surprise to us. I mean, it comes from Siemens, a very well-structured and organized company. So no surprise even during our due diligence. The other two elements are selected M&As, which, as we said, are driven by the high market fragmentation and synergies with Atlantia that we see on the next page as let's say examples. We see that Yunex is highly synergetic with all the assets of our portfolio. With motorways, by definition, and we see here on this chart just a few examples of the potential synergies that we can activate once Yunex is in the, let's say, part of the Atlantia family. One topic above all, Yunex is currently not present in Italy, France, and Spain, which are three of the core markets of Atlantia, in the field of road transportation and road infrastructure. For airports, there are also elements that can be synergized in terms of value creation, because an airport is a large and complex smart city. And so there are solutions that can be deployed and implemented both in the air side and in the land side for data-driven operations. And for Telepass, we've seen that Yunex is has a very extensive customer base in urban areas and in large cities. And Telepass is, of course, a key player for payment system and mobility payment solution for large metropolitan areas. I want to highlight to this extent one example, interestingly, Abertis and Yunex signed a strategic agreement in November to provide low-emission zones to Spanish municipalities. And their discussion started well before we even started working on the Yunex dossier. So it means that Abertis and Yunex found very natural to start talking together as two market leaders that have identified a high level of complementarity and high potential to chase new business opportunities. The next slide shows some information about the management team and more in general the human capital, because with Yunex we are not just acquiring technology, revenues and access to new markets. We are acquiring a robust team of people led by a very experienced and committed management team with a strong success record and a solid competence in the field of ITS, capable of supporting the ambition of Atlantia that Massimo has presented before. On the ESG, I don't want to spend too many words, as our CEO has already dealt with these messages. Also here, I mean, Yunex is say a spin-off of Siemens, so also here, no surprise that ESG KPI are at the highest and fully aligned with the ESG requirements of Atlantia when performing such an investment. So, Carlo, thank you.
Thank you, Ugo. The last one, just to conclude, I say that we are proud to welcome in our group Yunex people who in the past years have helped the company to achieve a successful growth and become a global leader in ITS with a reputable and loyal customer base. The transaction perfectly fits with our long-term vision, where mobility hubs will be all interconnected and technology will be key to offer safe and unique service to the world of travelers. Yunex will not only contribute as a growing and profitable business, but it will also enable Atlantia to deliver operating synergies between its assets and those of unit traffics, thus providing new source of growth for our group. Thank you for for your participation in our conference call, and we will meet you again in mid-March when we will host an Investor Day just to present the data of full year 2021 and the updating for strategic perspective. We are ready now for Q&A section, and every question is welcome.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Elodie Rall of JP Morgan. Please go ahead, sir. Madame.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thanks for the presentation. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is on synergies. You mentioned a number of opportunities with the synergies potential, given Euronext is not present in Italy, Spain, and France for the motorways, or not present in airports, and also some opportunities with Telepass. But could you give us an idea of how much synergies you're hoping to develop? I mean, how much could they contribute in terms of EBITDA, Euronext EBITDA in 2 years and 5 years, for example? That would be my first question. And my second question is with regard to the group strategy in general. So you've sold ASPI, so one of your biggest motorway division, and your first transaction is in mobility services, basically. Where do you see Atlantia in 5 years' time with regard to the split between motorways, airports, and mobility services? Thank you.
No, thank you very much for questions. We put a lot of attention during this kind of decision process about synergy with our assets. And sure, there is one, I think, clear page about which is the future potential project with our assets, not only in terms of future mobility, but also to upgrading from technology point of view our assets. The second leg, sure, you said before, there is some countries that were our home country, like Italy, like Spain, like France, that Euronext for the time being is not present, and we can help in the future the management to find investment opportunity. I don't want to avoid the answer to your questions, and I know very well that you are looking for the clear quantification. I give you a simple example what we have in mind. You know very well that the European Commission, I don't know, recently, last before Christmas, I don't know, introduced the concepts of for more than 400 European cities to have a mobility plan and the congestion plan for the pollution. I think that we are speaking about, I don't know, 400 cities, 420. Just to give you an example of what's happened in the market in the last year or right now, the project that Euronext have for London, we are speaking about investment for 180 million euros. And we are speaking about a city with 9 million people. Just to, I don't know, is the highest and the biggest project that they have. Okay, look to the other side, Wiesbaden in Germany. We are speaking about 300,000 people. In terms of city, and the project is only 20 million. Miami project is 150 million euro. Overall, I don't know, I think that just to be prudent side, we're speaking about that each one of 400 cities, maybe in the next 10 years or 5 years, they have to, I don't know, invest more or less, I don't know, I can say 50 million euro. We are speaking about 20 billion euro in terms of investment, just only Europe, not only the US, not only, I don't know, the other Far East countries. Euronext traffic have 10%, 15% of market share right here, And then in terms of potential growth, we are speaking about, I don't know, in terms of revenues in the next 10 years, I don't know, more $2 billion or $3 billion. We maybe with the margin that there could be, I don't know, improved, taking account that some cost could be, I don't know, scalable. This is, I don't know, just an example what we have in mind. Sure, we work with our asset, with some projects, and time to time, we are our duty to update in terms of future perspective and projects. But I like to give you just a piece of a business in Europe, what does mean for Unix Traffic's future perspective and growth. How I can see Atlantia in the next 5 years? I think that, sure, I said before, our core business is transportation infrastructure. Means a road, means through Abertis, means airport, means also services for mobility. At the March, we have the pleasure to present the new business plan of Talabas. And I want to, I don't know, underline the point that this is our core business. But I'm at the same time aware that the technology to the risk unity in the future tender offer key assets. And we want obviously to be there and with some differentiation in terms of selling point. But airports, toll roads is our, I don't know, core business. Maybe, as we indicate in June 2021, we have our potential investments, but not sizable investment in our ancillary business like energy transition or rail. But we update you time to time when, I don't know, the opportunity is not only potential, but is done.
Okay, thanks very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Stefano Gamberini of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for some noise here around. Just quick question regarding, could you give us what are the margins in the different four divisions of Unix? Second one, why the growth of revenues was just 5% in 2021 versus a market that was up 10%, and what happened in the previous years? The third one, in order to reach the target of €1 billion revenues, what are the amount of money that you expect to invest or to go ahead through M&A in the next 5 years? Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Could you hear me?
Yes. So, in terms of growth of the revenues, definitely the plan that of 5% growth is, let's say, a conservative plan, but it is based on the countries in which Unix is currently active. Okay, 10% market share is a market share which is applicable, let's say, on a global scale, and definitely. It takes into account the fact that Unix is currently not present in countries in which are a very important market size, like Spain, Italy, and France. Okay, and these are, of course, elements of the potential value creation that we highlighted in our presentation. Seeing that in a market of ITS, which is globally around about, let's say, 10 to 12 billion euro worth, Italy, France, and Spain account for a market size of round about 1.5 billion. Okay, so this is a market which is let's say, currently not in the plans in the plan of Unix, but can be untapped once Unix enters into the Atlantia group. Okay. The other question.
So I tried to cover the other questions that Gabrielli raised. I don't know, we cannot disclose which is the different margin contribution for different portfolio units, urban traffic management platform, urban calling and the customer service. And about 1 billion in the next 5 years as a target on sales, I can say that there is not synergy there. Is it just a business plan of a company, taking account that the market growth more or less is 10%, depending on geography, but I think that taking account of what I said before in the previous questions, sure, 10% is, I don't know, achievable results and targets for this kind of company. In any case, for 1 billion or plus, revenues in 2026, there is not M&A, not synergy, but I do not take account.
Okay, just a quick follow-up. As regards the investment, the capex per year that you expect in order to reach those targets, just if you can have an idea, what are the ordinary capex for this kind of business? Many thanks.
Well, as you can see in the presentation, I don't know, the capex of the company is very low, but not because the company is not thinking about the future, but because, I don't know, they use, I don't know, German accounting principle, and they, I don't know, they are used to putting the P&L, all R&D expenses year by year. Speaking about 8 billion per year in terms of plus 30-35 R&D already the P&L. And for this reason, the cash conversion, we are speaking about 85% stable in 19, also in 21.
Okay, thanks a lot.
The next question is from Marcin Wojtal of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my questions. Can you clarify what percentage of revenue of Unext is, let's say, recurrent? So what percentage comes from maintenance and operation, and what percentage comes from maybe more one-off contracts? And also, I was interested to know, how much visibility do you have on this 1 billion revenue in 5 years? Do you have an order backlog, perhaps? Do you have some new contracts coming through already in the next couple of years? Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So the service business is around 30% of the overall revenue of Unix. What is important to say is that there is a high confirmation rate, let's say, of the customers. Once a contract expires, 85% of customers confirm Unix for follow-up contracts. Okay, there's a kind of let's say they are tied up to Unix first because of the installed base, which makes it easier for the incumbent to remain in the business. But secondly, also because the quality of Unix is considered to be really best in class in this market. Okay. Yes, in terms of backlog, Unix currently has a backlog which is slightly over 1 billion euro. Okay, already in the books.
Okay, thank you very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, sorry, there's one more question from Nicolas Mora of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a few follow-ups. First, would you be able to provide us a bit more history on the revenue growth rate? I mean, what could that have been between, let's say, 2015, 2019? Just for us to set a floor a little bit on expectations versus the 12% CAGR you have to 25. That's the first one. Then on margins, so do you see additional upside from what has been already delivered from Siemens? So is there more in terms of as you gain scale and you grow towards the 1 billion? Are there, I don't know, early contract costs that may dampen the margin early on? Or do you think that with scale, you'll be able to hit whatever, 8, I mean, you're already at 8, so 9, 10% EBITDA? And then just in terms of how you're going to integrate this business into the Atlantia Holdco, what kind of capital structure do you see being applied to the business? Can it sustain a little bit of debt or basically this is it? You're going to use it as a platform to grow M&A on it. So you will basically use it as a cash-free platform whereby the Holdco will pay for additional M&A. Thank you.
This is Massimo. Well, with regard to history, I remember that this is a spin-off from Siemens, so it's a carve-out that has been completed a few months ago, and it will be fully on board with the closing of the transaction. As a consequence, of course, we have plenty of data from the Siemens Group, but the first time they collected specific data with regard to this carve-out, basically are already included in the presentation page 13. So the wider market, as we described, was growing in the past between 5 and 10%. It depends, of course, by the kind of market. There are markets more mature are growing less, but mature markets in this business are more solid, like northern countries, for instance. Of course, if you move to more risky countries like Far East, et cetera, you can see higher growth. With regard to margins, I would say this depends a lot, unit by unit, by the kind of business, because as we mentioned, 30% of revenue is basically service that has a lower margin, but another portion, the software business unit, for instance, as you can imagine, has a much greater margin, because, of course, has limited research and development and CapEx in comparison with the ability to scale the same product in different geography, etc. So with limited cost, you can scale the same project in several geographies. As a consequence, also the company is envisaging to move to increase more the contribution from the software business unit rather than others, so this will help the margin to improve down the road. Third, you mentioned capital structure. Capital structure, basically, there is a lot of service and equipment to provide, but there is room to leverage the business because the company is in a very high growth phase, so they are gathering several contracts. These require also to provide some guarantee and performance bond to get more customers around the globe. Once these projects are out and the EBITDA is more stable, because most of the past projects are entering in the consolidated phase and maintenance phase, there is more room to leverage the company. So at present, the company is debt-free. As I mentioned, it is a very brand new carve-out from the very wide Siemens Group, so it's debt-free. After that, we see room once the company will grow more and will have a much larger and wider presence worldwide with more and more contracts. We expect, yes, that the company can be levered for some times of leverage in terms of net debt and EBITDA.
Okay, and if I may just just to follow up, and I know it's early days because you're just on this deal, but do you see an opportunity on the M&A front to basically carry out a buy and build strategy on that kind of business? I mean, you're talking about 10% market share. Most likely, it's still a rather fragmented business. Have you already in mind an opportunity or a roadmap, let's say, to grow this business beyond the 1 billion through M&A with decent targets, especially on the US?
Well, thank you for the questions. As you know, as you said before, the market right now is very fragmented. And if the Unix wants to maintain as it is, the leadership in the industry, sure, in the future, some selected acquisition, a specific technology or specific market will be, I think, important for the growth of the company. Activity and in terms of a name, M&A, in the last page of the presentation. And we are speaking about very, very select acquisition in some region like, in Far East or in China or in our countries. But it's important to underline that the market is very fragmented and the Unix ambition is to remain the leader in the market. And some M&A activity will be needed. But
okay,
for the time being, I think that in terms of sizing is not so large a large acquisition. It's very selected business.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, Mr. Bertazzo, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much for everybody to attending this kind of conference call. Very step forward, important step forward for us, for our strategy. And we are a pleasure, obviously, to update you time to time. And I think one of our important things to say at the end, that the closing of a transaction is subject to antitrust authorization. And our expectation is that the closing will take place in September of this year. Thank you very much again.